Patent Office Hospital. February 23. I must not let the great hospital at the Patent Office pass away without some mention. A few weeks ago, the vast area of the second story of that noblest of Washington buildings was crowded close with rows of sick, badly wounded, and dying soldiers. They were placed in three very large apartments. I went there many times. It was a strange, solemn, and with all its features of suffering and death, a sort of fascinating sight. I go sometimes at night to soothe and relieve particular cases. Two of the immense apartments are filled with high and ponderous glass cases, crowded with models in miniature of every kind of utensil, machine, or invention it ever entered into the mind of man to conceive, and with curiosities and foreign presents. Between these cases are lateral openings, perhaps 8 feet wide and quite deep, and in these were placed the sick, besides a great long double row of them up and down through the middle of the hall. Many of them were very bad cases, wounds, and amputations. Then there was a gallery running above the hall, in which there were beds also. It was indeed a curious scene at night when lit up. The glass cases, the beds, the forms lying there, the gallery above, and the marble pavement underfoot, the suffering and the fortitude to bear it in various degrees, occasionally from some the groan that could not be repressed, sometimes a poor fellow dying, with emaciated face and glassy eye, the nurse by his side, the doctor also there, but no friend, no relative. Such were the sights but lately in the patent office. The wounded have since been removed from there, and it is now vacant again. Inauguration Ball. March 6. Inauguration Ball. I have this moment been up to look at the gorgeous arrayed dance and supper rooms for the inauguration ball at the patent office, which begins in few hours. And I could not help thinking of those rooms where the music will sound and the dancers' feet presently tread. What a different scene they presented to my view a while since, filled with a crowded mass of the worst wounded of the war brought in from Second Bull Run, Antietam, and Fredericksburg. Tonight, beautiful women, perfumes, the violin's sweetness, the polka, and the waltz. But then, the amputation, the blue face, the groan, the glassy eye of the dying, the clotted rag, the odor of wounds and blood, and many a mother's son amid strangers, passing away untended there. For the crowd of the badly hurt was great, and much for nurse to do, and much for surgeon.